How was the bye?
It was good. It was good. I had a couple days to hang out with the family and kind of get my mind away from football. And it was good to be back today, though. Get some of the rust off from the week and then back to work on Wednesday.
Is it better to get away physically or mentally?
Mentally, yeah. I think...
So is it better physically or mentally?
Mentally. I think, you feel good usually going into the bye week. I think physically my body felt good. But I just needed to get away from just the grind of everything and spend some time with family. And then now it's kind of you have that refreshed mindset and back ready to get back to work.
How excited are you for the second half here and what possibly is ahead of you guys?
I'm excited. I'm excited for this week, get back to playing football. Sitting around watching football yesterday, it was nice to just be able to watch football, but it also made you hungry and made you want to play football. So I'm excited to get back on the field this week.
Probably not your favorite topic, but coming out of bye weeks hasn't really been the same strength the last couple years. Did Coach address anything like that with you guys in meetings today or anything? Just kind of talking about doing anything different or trying to change it up?
No, I think I think people look too far into that stuff. I think we're a totally different team this year than we have been in the past. And I don't think it had anything to do with last year. I don't think it had anything to do with going into the bye week. It was just the fact that we didn't play well enough coming out. We didn't play well enough in those games, and we weren't doing the things that we needed to do to win. So it had nothing to do with going into a bye week and being 5-0, and then whatever after that. So for this year, we're just going to keep playing football and take it one game at a time.
Adam, what are your thoughts on the likely prospect of Teddy Bridgewater being restored to the roster coming up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's been great to have him out there. He's such a great guy to have out there, telling us, things that we need to work on. And he's just a great guy to have out there. So whatever they decide to do and whatever he's going to be doing for us moving forward is going to be great just to have him around, like I said.
How's he looked during the three-week period since he's been practicing?
I mean, I'm not much of an evaluator, but I think, obviously, it's, like I said, it's been fun to have him out there. But it's not my job to evaluate other players. I'm just trying to do my job and trying to get better every day.
Do you think there's any concern about a quarterback controversy, or do you think Case is kind of the guy just because he's obviously been winning for you?
That's a great question. I really have no idea. You'd have to ask Coach Zimmer about that because I really have no idea.
Have you guys become fans of Teddy, kind of seeing him and his comeback and what he's done to get himself ready?
I mean, I think we've all been fans of him before everything happened. He's just he's a guy that busts his tail every single day. He's a guy that wants to win, and he loves the game of football. So he's a guy that you root for. He's a guy that you want to play hard for. And it's like a lot of these guys in this locker room. I mean, there's every quarterback we have in the quarterback room, and there's just tons of guys in this locker room that's very similar to that. That you want to play with those guys that bust their tail and come to work every day.
He said a couple weeks ago he thought maybe his arm was even stronger. You notice that? Is there more zip on his passes?
Yeah, he's been throwing it well. I think obviously. The great thing about Teddy is he's very good about understanding when to throw it in hard and when to take a little something off it, when to give you a little air. He's really good about doing that. So it's been fun to have him out there, like I said, just because he's really good at understanding what receivers like and what receivers don't like.
Thanks a lot.
Cool. All right.